How and where to catch biggest bass of your life in Texas right now. Story by Chester Moore. If you've ever wanted to catch the biggest largemouth bass of your life, late winter in Texas is one of the best times to make it happen. From mid-January through early March, many Texas lakes enter a special pre-spawn window. The water is still cold, bass aren't fully committed to the shallows yet, but the largest females in the system begin feeding heavily in preparation for spring. That combination is why late winter consistently produces some of the heaviest bass caught all year. This season is not about numbers. It's about the right bite, the kind that may only come once or twice in a day, but could be the fish you have been chasing for years. Fish like a trophy hunter. Cold water giants do not waste energy roaming aimlessly. Instead, they position in places where they can move vertically between deep and shallow water without traveling far. The most productive areas are staging zones close to spawning flats, including secondary points, creek channel swings, timber edges, and drains leading into protected pockets. A big bass may spend the morning holding in 15 feet of water, then slide up to 6 feet during the warmest part of the afternoon. If conditions change, especially with a cold front, that same fish can drop back into deeper water just as quickly. Those travel routes and staging areas are often where the biggest bass are caught before they ever reach the shallows. Weather plays a major role this time of year. The best fishing usually occurs during stable warming trends, especially after 2 or 3 mild days in a row when water temperatures begin creeping upward. After a strong cold front, bass often become much less aggressive, pulling back off the bank and settling into deeper structure. Slowing down and fishing methodically becomes even more important in these conditions. A good rule of thumb after a front is to stop looking for fish that are moving and focus instead on fish that are holding. Rather than pushing into the backs of pockets, spending time on the first drop, the edge of a creek channel, or any piece of cover that provides security can be far more productive. Big females do not leave the area completely. They simply slide back into deeper water and become much more selective about what they eat. This is where slower presentations shine. A jig crawled along the bottom, a Texas rig worked through timber, or a suspending jerkbait with long pauses can tempt bass that will not chase anything fast. The bites may feel subtle, but cold front fish are still catchable with patience and careful execution. The best late winter techniques for giant bass. Late winter is not the season for tiny baits and fast retrieves. If the goal is the biggest bass in the lake, it pays to fish with a trophy mindset. One of the most reliable producers is a big jig or Texas-rigged creature bait. These baits imitate an easy high-protein meal, and they excel around timber, channel edges, and hard spots where bass stage before spawning. The key is patience. Small hops, long pauses, and thorough coverage of the best structure often lead to the heaviest bites. Suspending jerkbaits are another cold water staple, especially in clearer lakes. Worked over points and staging structure, they can trigger fish that will not commit to anything else. Long pauses are often the difference maker, and many strikes occur when the bait is sitting perfectly still. On lakes with grass, a lipless crankbait can be deadly. Yo-yoing it off the bottom or ripping it free from vegetation can produce reaction strikes from bass that otherwise seem inactive. This approach is especially effective during warming afternoons when fish slide slightly shallower to feed. For anglers targeting true giants, oversized swim baits and glide baits can be a major player in late winter. Big females want the most calories for the least effort, and a slow-moving swim bait near staging areas represents exactly that kind of opportunity. Texas lakes that produce late winter giants. Texas is loaded with trophy bass water, but late winter is especially famous on legendary fisheries like Toledo Bend, Sam Rayburn, Lake Fork, O.H. Ivy, Lake Conroe, and Allen Henry. Toledo Bend offers endless staging structure with creek channels, timber, and expansive flats where bass load up before moving shallow. Sam Rayburn is a classic grass lake where lipless crankbaits and jigs dominate the pre-spawn period. Lake Fork is known for producing fewer bites, but the kind of fish that make the trip unforgettable. O.H. Ivy has become one of the most talked about trophy lakes in the country, with giant females often roaming deeper staging zones before committing to the spawn. Allen Henry, with its clear water and rocky structure, rewards anglers who fish slowly and methodically with jerkbaits and bottom presentations. Lake Conroe is another excellent late winter destination, known for producing heavy pre-spawn bass around docks, creek channels, and standing timber. One reason Conroe consistently turns out big fish is its strong population of sunfish and bluegill, which provide a high-protein food source that helps bass grow thick and fast. When those big females begin feeding up before the spawn, Conroe can deliver true trophy-class bites. Each of these lakes has its own personality, but the pattern is the same. Late winter is when the biggest bass are most catchable, especially when anglers focus on staging areas and fish for quality over quantity. When the bite finally comes, late winter is also the season when anglers hook the bass of their dreams, and sometimes lose them. Sharp hooks, strong line, and steady pressure are essential, especially around timber and heavy cover. Trophy bites can be subtle, but once connected, patience and control win the fight. Late winter bass fishing in Texas can feel slow, cold, and unpredictable, but it is also the season when giants are at their most vulnerable. One good bite is all it takes. Yamaha VF250 VMAX Show. For anglers chasing trophy bass across big Texas water, the Yamaha VF250 VMAX Show is built for exactly that kind of day. It is known for strong hole shot, tournament-level speed, and the ability to cover water quickly when moving between staging areas and shallow pockets. Yamaha also notes the VF250 delivers up to 70 gross amps of charging power, which is a major advantage when running multiple graphs, live sonar, pumps, and electronics throughout the day. It is a serious motor designed for serious bass hunters.